All right, back on the record. One more question. When you talk about the blood, can you quantify how much blood we're talking about? How much blood would you say was on the ground?
Maybe a half of a Coke can. Not very much. Half maybe of a Coke maybe can. Okay. maybe 250 cc's.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe.
Very good.
Very
Thank
small.
You. Okay, my name's Ryan Clark. I'm a sergeant with the Ventura County Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Bureau, and I'm speaking. Can you kind of let me know what transpired today as far as why you guys came out here, what you saw when you got on scene, what you heard, what you smelled, all the senses that transpired during this call?
Okay. We were dispatched to a gunshot wound off Cortez. We arrived on scene to see a single, what appeared to be a female victim, already apprehended in handcuffs on the ground, being attended to by one of the sheriffs, one of the male sheriff's officers. We grabbed our gear. They came up and assessed the patient, noticed that she did have what looked like a single small caliber gunshot wound to her left hand and wrist. It appeared that the entry was through the left ring finger and exiting on the medial side of the wrist. It did look like the ring finger and the middle finger were both slightly mangled due to the gunshot wound. So we went ahead and treated the patient. Assessed everything else first, airway breathing, and then went to the circulation, stopped the bleeding that was already almost clotted at that point. It was resting on what looked like an abdominal pad that had kind of soaked up most of the blood that was there. So we went ahead and stopped the bleeding, and went ahead and irrigated and applied basically a gauze wrap with a couple 4x4s on the actual entry wound area to stop the bleeding. Shortly after that, there was a few other officers that came up and just checked on the situation. Gold Coast ambulance arrived, and we kind of did a quick pass down on what was going on. Got the patient secured and loaded up onto the gurney, where we then had to uncuff both of her hands so that we could get better access to the wound itself, and then recuffed her right arm to the gurney and continued treatment from there. Excuse me. We loaded the patient in the back of the ambulance and just continued treatment there with splinting, starting an IV, and getting baseline vital signs before we're transporting to Los Robles. In regards to any of the other things on scene, I just noticed that there was a few officers kind of securing the area, making sure there was nothing else going on. And that was pretty much it when it came to the kind of the surrounding areas. I was more focused on the patient care and taking care of the patient's hand and making sure that everything else was stable. And at that point, I exited the ambulance, and the female officer that was going to escort with the ambulance took my position, and then I stepped away from the scene.
Okay. As far as who all you saw when you guys arrived, how many people were here in this parking lot, officers and the patient and anybody else?
Including ourselves, there was the three from the engine company. I noticed approximately three people from the I believe it was the sheriff's department or some kind of officers, and then the one patient that was apprehended and being taken care of or assisted by another male officer.
Okay, when you guys first rolled up, was it just those two, or were there the other officers there as well?
I remember seeing multiple vehicles kind of setting some kind of a perimeter. I do remember seeing a bicycle cop as well. Or at least the vehicle that was set there, and then we came into the scene, and I noticed there was some more casually dressed sheriff's officers, or they're wearing more like a tactical gear, and they're green, which was pretty noticeable.
So all these people were already here when you guys arrived?
Yes.
Okay, but at the patient itself, was it just
the patient? There was one single officer kind of maintaining stabilization of the wound, keeping the wound from bleeding any further, and then had it over the ab pad while the patient was secured with right hand behind back off to the left-hand side so that there was access to the actual injury site.
Okay, so did it appear that she was handcuffed with her hands behind her back?
Yes.
And that she was positioned to where her wounded hand was exposed on the left side and her right hand would have been under her back?
Yes, clearly. It was clearly visible that they were taking care of the left hand.
Left hand, okay.
Where the site of the injury was.
And you mentioned the abdominal pad, and are you assuming that that came from the officer?
Yes, I'm assuming that it came from the officer. I didn't ask. I just noticed that it was resting on some kind of what looked like some kind of medical gauze product that was absorbing the brunt of the weight of the hand and the blood that was on there.
Okay, and do you know what happened to that gauze pad?
That gauze pad was placed, taken and placed into a biohazard bag and loaded into the ambulance, all all of the blood-soaked rags and or blood-soaked gauze and stuff like that was all loaded into that biohazard bag and taken to the ambulance.
Okay. When you were with the patient rendering care, did you hear her making any statements?
Nothing that was clearly audible, but she seemed very angry and like frustrated, and it was very hard to kind of discern exactly what she was saying. She was just kind of more like an incoherent rambling. She was angry, and then she'd go through periods where she wouldn't say anything. She was pretty uncooperative with us as well when it came to trying to at least ascertain date of birth, any other medical conditions, anything else that we could do to further assist her with treatment in case there was any underlying issues.
Okay. And when you were assessing and treating the patient, did you hear the officers making any statements?
No, I didn't hear the officers making any statements.
Did the officer tell you anything about what had transpired when you guys arrived?
We were trying to gather some of that information. It was a little bit hazy on exactly what the situation was. For me, I just knew that they were serving some kind of a warrant or making an arrest, and the other stuff I wasn't too sure of when it came to the terminology and what that stuff means in the law enforcement world.
Okay, so you weren't able to form an opinion about what they were talking about other than there was some type of warrant attempt?
Yeah, some kind of warrant attempt, and that there was an arrest being made, and that the officer had opened fire upon our patient at that time.
Okay, so you'd heard something about him having to discharge his firearm, and did you come to a conclusion that that's what caused the injury on the hand?
Yes, I came to the conclusion. I wanted to make sure. I asked the question, was this self-inflicted, was this not? And they said, no, this wasn't self-inflicted. And then that's when I kind of was doing a little more examination of the wound itself and trying to figure out entry and exit. And that was pretty much it on that. And at that point, I just wanted to know if there was anything further that led up to this, if there was any kind of other physical injuries that could be possible, like a patient being apprehended and being held, or how they have, if we need to assess further parts of the body.
Okay, and did you make a further assessment of the body other than the hand?
Yes, we just did a full quick head to toe, found no other injuries. Looked like that was the single injury site. Minor scrapes and bruises, I think, from just being on the ground, things like that, but very minimal.
We exposed the full body. So would you say that your head to toe assessment included palpations, but not necessarily a full body exam, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you weren't taking clothing off to look?
We did take clothing off to look. We did strip clothing off to actually get a visual inspection, but that was a little bit later on after we took care of the primary problem of the circulation issue in the left wrist.
Okay, and when you did take the clothing off those certain areas, which areas of the body did you examine with the clothing off?
We examined all the way legs up to the pelvis, and then stomach, exposing the abdomen, and then the arms as well.
Okay, and you've made mention of seeing some minor bruising or scrapes.
Some scrapes, just basically the only thing that I saw that stood out was there was a left knee abrasion.
Okay.
Minimal scrape, maybe 5 centimeters.
Okay, but you didn't find any other gunshots, right?
No other gunshots.
Or gunshot wounds, I should say.
No other gunshot wounds, no.
Okay, and no other penetrating injuries,
no other
serious injuries that you would have located at that time. Okay. Was any of her clothing removed, or was it just kind of moved, manipulated to see?
It was cut in a way that allowed it to be placed back over for modesty. So we cut basically up the lateral side of the legs and exposed the legs, and then cut open the center of the chest so that if we needed to, we could go ahead and cover her back up for warmth and for modesty.
Okay. Now the... was it pants or shorts that she was wearing?
She's wearing pants.
Pants. What kind of pants?
They were kind of strange, like almost laced camo-colored pants with a gray shirt.
Okay. And after you guys cut and assessed and she went in the ambulance, I'm assuming you guys left the clothing on?
Yes, we left the clothing on and continued with care and then covered her up with a blanket for transport.
Okay. And then the shirt, the gray shirt, was like a t-shirt or a button-up?
It was kind of like a sweater. It was more of a sweater. And then they just cut open the center of it and we could expose the abdomen and the chest.
Okay. And that also remained on her for the ride?
Yes. All her clothing remained on her for the ride. The only thing that I took off personally was she had a small clasp gold-colored bracelet on her left wrist, which I placed on the back of the gurney, just because it was kind of impeding our treatment. It was just opening up and getting in the way.
Okay. Were you able to smell any alcohol when you were dealing with her, or see any indication of drug use? I'm not saying that there was. I'm just asking if you noticed any of those things.
No, we did question her about it, but again, she was uncooperative and didn't want to ask. The only thing that I did notice is that looking at her pupils were more on a pinpoint level, which may mean that she could have been utilizing some drugs, but it wasn't really consistent with the symptoms she was having of being more agitated. It just didn't seem to line up that way. So I would say nothing that I was able to completely confirm, like, yes, there was drug usage, yes, there was alcohol. So I couldn't tell you yes or no on that.
Okay, and what about on the blood pressure and heart rate and the oxygen saturation side? Did you get the reading on those?
Yes, to get a reading on those, all those would be consistent with someone that was involved in some kind of high adrenaline or painful response situation. Her blood pressure was a little bit low, but she was acting in a way that, you know, kind of rambling and taking deep breaths and putting a lot of pressure on her vagus nerve, so she could have been slowly bringing down her blood pressure, but it was still within normal values.
Okay. What about the scene itself? When you looked around the patient, did you see any weapons laying around or anything that was out of the ordinary other than being a parking lot?
No, it looked pretty much like a parking lot. When we came in, we were told that it was clear to enter, so we just did a quick look to see, make sure everything was safe. And once we got to the scene, we could see that she was with an officer and that she was apprehended, so we felt comfortable going in. The only major things that I remember seeing was the blood-soaked pad, and that was kind of really it. Everything else was clear around the scene.
Okay. As far as the scene as well, I understand that there was some blood on the ground.
There was some blood on the ground. There was blood on the abdominal pad, and that looked like that was the primary area that there was blood, kind of in that general region.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And could you quantify or give an estimate on how much blood was on the ground?
It had already pretty much clotted at that point, so it looked like right around 10 to 15 cc's, 10 to 15 milliliters of blood that was on the pad itself, slightly diluted with a little bit of normal saline after we were getting the wound over the top of it, but minimal blood that I noticed on the pad. I didn't notice anything on the asphalt area just because it was blending in and I was more focused on patient care.
Okay. Did you guys do any cleaning of the scene when you were done?
I believe the engineer did a little bit of a cleaning of the scene with some normal saline to kind of just get the blood off the area, and then, which is kind of standard for us to do. And then all the blood-soaked gauze and stuff like that was, like I said, it was taken to the ambulance and loaded into the biohazard bag and closed up and sealed.
Okay. You mentioned the abdominal pad as holding a quantity of blood.
Mm-hmm.
When you estimated the amounts that you estimated, mm-hmm. was that just the pad, or was that the pad and the ground?
That was just the pad.
Okay. What about the ground? Could you estimate how much blood was on the ground? Quantify.
I couldn't give an accurate quantification of that just because it was hard to tell based on it kind of blending in with the ground and then seeing it after the fact.
Okay.
So I didn't see it until after the area was cleaned.
After it was already cleaned.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you think would be important for us to know about what transpired today?
Just that I was really unable to get any information from the patient on, you know, any kind of history. Just extremely uncooperative when it comes to just not even like a name. And people at least say something like, "Hey, this is my name." And that was, it was just really difficult to get anything from her in particular.
Okay.
So, but other than that, I mean, it seemed like it was a pretty clear cut, you know, traumatic wound that just needed to be taken care of, and transport needed to be taken pretty quickly. So.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
No problem.